Proverbs for the day, May 15th. Puts us in Proverbs 15 today, verse 13. May the 15th, Proverbs 15, verse 13. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken. You know, to some people it may come more easily to be able to have a merry heart, you might say, or the countenance that goes with a merry heart. But merry in the Bible is not carefree. It is a little bit celebrative, you might say. Verse 15 says, all the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast. And in your Bible, there are both aspects, as there is everything. There's the real and the counterfeit. You know, when Joseph and his brothers were reunited, when they finally were able to accept the fact that God had used Joseph to save their lives through this famine, and that was a way in which they also understood that God had overcome and forgiven them, and these boys, it says that he took and sent messes with them before them, but Benjamin's mess was five times so much as any of theirs, and they drank and were merry with him. And at this point in their lives, they did not realize what was happening. They just thought they were being delivered. They didn't know who Joseph was yet, but they were making merry. But you read in Judges 16 where the world, they were drinking and drunken and making merry and going to make a scene of Samson. So the world misuses it. The rich man said to his soul, take ease, eat, drink, and be merry, for thou hast many riches laid up, in Luke 12. So merry within will affect your countenance. And there's a holy merriness, there's a unholy merriness. But I want to look at what he says here, this one verse, and just take a little bit of time, a few minutes today, and maybe not even as much as we do sometimes, but I want you to get hold of this. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. Okay? But by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. Now, that means that you've got to guard your heart. He said in Proverbs 4, my son, give me not thine heart, for out of it are the issues of life. I preached before, it might even be on some of the on the website about you must keep your heart. So I want you to get hold of this. Watch. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. Now, you're not supposed to, and you're not required to go around with this goofy smile plastered on your face all the time. You know, when I was a young fella, some fella told me that, I don't know if they do it now, but back then when they were having these contests, whether it be a personality, beauty contest, whatever, they would take Vaseline and put it on these girls' teeth so that they would keep their mouths open and smile. And they'd feel that, they go to let their smile down and they'd feel that Vaseline on there, that nasty old stuff. I was like, wow, that doesn't sound like a sincere smile to me. That's just the way my brain thought. The whole idea is this, though. The idea is a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. From the inside, this cheerful countenance comes. It's not a goofy, you know, bubbly, fake, sort of, you know, pumped up adrenaline endorphin thing. It's just a cheerful countenance. But by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. So we have to guard our heart. All right, now let's think about something. Let's think about this when it comes to a merry heart. I want to give you a couple of references. One of them is Luke 15. You probably kind of strike a chord right away, Luke 15. You know, it's about the coin and the sheep, but it's also about the son. And in Luke chapter 15, he says when the boy comes home, after being off, being prodigal, he says, verse 23, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. Let us eat and be merry. And the son, you know, is the older son is offended, etc. And in verse 32, when the father pleaded, he said, it was meet that we should make merry and be glad. He said it was appropriate, it was meet, it was the right thing at the time for us to be merry, to make merry and be glad. So I want to say one thing first. is you need to revisit God's working in your life. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. Now, some of that merry heart might be laughter, okay? And we'll talk about that actually in a minute. But first, revisit God's workings in your life. The ones that make you just a holy laughter, a celebrate, praise, shout. That smile come across your face about God doing it. I can right now think of some things God has done since I got saved. People He saved in my family. Things He's done. Even small things that might not mean a thing to you, so I'm not going to bore you with them. But I can think of things and it immediately brings a smile to my face. Some of them are things that mistakes you make and He gets you through them. Just little blunders, not sins. But revisit God's working. Revisit the things that make you shout. The things that make you smile. This father said it was meet to make merry. This was a time for us to be grinning from ear to ear because my son was dead and now he's alive. He's lost, but now he's found. James tells us something else to do. And it tells us that when we're of a merry heart, he gives us a little instruction. And you might want to write this down in James chapter 5. James chapter 5 and verse 13 is, any merry, let him sing psalms. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. You know, there's a temptation when you get merry to get a little bit loose with God and maybe even get loose in your music. But here he's saying, take these psalms and sing them when you're merry. In other words, go ahead and let it have an effect upon you. In other words, you revisit God's workings and you sing and you get a hymn. And, you know, sometimes it's just a good thing to sing. And sometimes you're going to have to get off by yourself and sing because that's the only time that you can do it without inhibition because there's nobody there to cringe or make a face or for you to be embarrassed in front of. Now, you do what you want, but I love to be able to get off somewhere, even if it's to roll up the windows of the truck and just sing at the top of my lungs to God. I don't think it hurts His eardrums. I try to do the best I can, but He's looking for a different thing than some of us are as far as quality goes. He's looking at our heart. But a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken. If you don't revisit God's workings, if you don't sing occasionally, well, you could end up with a broken heart. And that sorrow of the heart could break your spirit. So thirdly, not just shout and sing, but settle the sorrow. I didn't say drown the sorrow. I didn't say shut up the sorrow. I didn't say set it aside. Settle the sorrow. By sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. A wounded spirit, who can bear, Proverbs says. So I'm going to say to you, how about today, for whatever reason? And maybe you don't need it today, but it'll come back to you later. But this merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken. So settle the sorrow. You know, maybe there's a sorrow, and here's the test. It's a test for a lot of things. Just the mention of it. Maybe a certain date. Maybe the date of someone passing over on the other side, passing away. There are certain dates like that that affect me deeply. There have been certain sorrows that each of us have faced, our own sorrows. But we have to settle the sorrow. Doesn't mean we'll never ever remember it. We won't forget it actually. But we have to settle it. Sometimes we have to forgive people. Sometimes you're going to have to accept it from God. Sometimes you're going to have to not allow those emotions to rule. You can't hide them. You can't just sweep them under the carpet. You have to deal with it. Settle the sorrow. Deal with whatever bitterness is there. Deal with that disappointment is there. Settle that sorrow. And then thirdly, see the sanctified humor in life. See the sanctified humor in life. Laugh healthily and holily and heartily. Sanctified humor. I mean, you know, God Himself puts different things in the Bible that are hilarious, and then He'll give us some humorous things. Now, you know, if you're looking to see the sanctified humor, you might see humor in some things that other people don't. You might see a blessing out of something that just you're like, you know, that's so ironic, but it's so like this fallen world. And so see the humor. See the sanctified humor in life. Why? Because a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. I mean, I know in your heart, in my heart, I want there to be a difference. I want there to be a difference between myself and a lost person. And so I know in my heart that I want my countenance to be a blessing to others whenever possible. But I'm not going to just put on something. But if I'll deal with my heart, if I will revisit God's workings, if I will praise Him and sing and bless Him, if I will settle the sorrow in my heart, if I will see the sanctified humor, laugh healthily and holily and heartily. You know, it's always been a blessing to me. I don't know where it's at right now. I listen to it many, many times. There's a little recording put out by Dr. Don Green in Michigan, and it was Merry Heart Doeth Good Like a Medicine was the theme, and it was just hilarious jokes. But there are good, healthy, clean jokes and humor that help us to see through things. Sometimes the joke's on us, and sometimes we just need a good old-fashioned laugh. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. May God help you to stir up that merriness. Some of that merriness is about serious things. That's why I started with the idea of the prodigal son and your salvation stuff. And then you must settle the sorrow or it will break your spirit. And then you have to see the sanctified humor. May God help you today. Thank you very much. Bye.